My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
High time that I mentioned and paid off what we said we were going to talk about. Now, this comes from Jake Weinbach. He's an NBA reporter. He's not Woj. He's not Shams, but he does cover the league. And therefore, he's got a reason for saying what he said. I don't think this is just for clicks. This is what he wrote. If the Warriors are all in for Lauri Markkanen, I believe this could be a package that ultimately lands the Jazz forward. Two unprotected first-round picks, two unprotected first-round pick swaps, GP2, Moses Moody, and Jonathan Kuminga. Now, that's one of the first proposals I have seen that does not include Brandon Pajemski. We have heard also source reporting say there's no way this deal happens without Brandon Pajemski. I don't know what is posturing at this point. It's July 25th. We've still got 12 days before something has to happen with regard to Lauri Markkanen. I read that off, though, just to say, if that's true, if the Warriors could get Lauri Markkanen for that package, I'm in. I am in. Big time.
Yeah, geez, that to me is a lot. I mean, you're talking about 4 first-round picks, 2 picks, and 2 swaps.
2 swaps, and so that's only giving up 2 first-round picks.
Right, it's giving up 2 firsts, and it's giving up 2 swaps, and I don't know when those swaps would be. If those swaps are after Steph Curry is gone, now you're swapping a lottery pick for maybe not a lottery pick, depending on what Utah does and how that lands lottery-wise. But Kuminga, Moody, and Payton, fine. And I wonder about Utah, and he did follow up his tweet by saying the Warriors would likely have to include either Kuminga or Pods. Mm-hmm. If you're Utah and you're looking to really rebuild, do you want Kuminga, a player you're going to have to give $35 million a year to, or do you want Pods? So for me, if it's Pods, Moody, and Payton, and the 2 firsts and the 2 swaps, it becomes a little bit more of a difficult choice.
Well, and I don't know how the Warriors do that then. Like, financially, that one becomes crazy. Like, Wiggins is still on the team. Kuminga needs an extension. Markkanen needs an extension. Steph might be asking for a 1-year extension. Draymond already makes $25 a year. Like, I don't even know how you do that.
Right.
So, to me, the things that are not discussed in Markkanen and probably could be, should be, A, how do you fit this with Andrew Wiggins still on the team? Is there a way to get Andrew Wiggins off of the team? And I don't know.
Maybe that's the deal that Draymond vetoed, was a Wiggins trade.
Maybe.
You cannot trade Andrew Wiggins.
No, he said it. He said the deal was going to help him now. He said the deal was going to help him now.
Yeah, and losing Wiggins doesn't help him now.
Right, so that can't be. He said the deal was going to help him now, but it's a bad deal long term.
I don't know. Yeah.
Can you get Wiggins off of the roster? I don't know. And then secondarily, then, yeah, you get into the Kuminga question. And this is where I do think the leverage starts to come into play. Do the Warriors, if you want us to include 2 picks and 2 pick swaps, then no, you don't get Pods. Utah, you got to pay somebody here. We can't just take on all of the future money and you get all of the future picks. That's a bad idea. Maybe that's what Draymond said.
Could be.
That's a bad idea. So, I don't know. That's the leverage back and forth. You want pods, you get fewer picks. You want more picks, you get less pods.
You get Kuminga. You get more Kuminga.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, Kuminga's going to be a guy who gets extended, and he's going to make 35 or who knows how much per year. And so are the Warriors going to be in the market of paying Jonathan Kuminga?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know.
That becomes interesting.
We do want to go to the phones. The Giants have lost game four of their four-game set in L.A., 6-4, and probably in maybe the most rub-your-face-in-it way I could ever imagine in my life. You're not going to believe it if you haven't been paying attention. The Giants rallied for two in the top of the eighth to tie the game at four, and then in the bottom of the eighth, with two outs and nobody on, recently signed Nick Ahmed walked to the plate and hit his second home run of the year off of Tyler Rogers.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To take a 5-4 lead, rub it in a little further with a back-to-back homer, Shohei Ohtani on the very next at-bat.
His 31st.
31st of the year, 6-4. Dodgers win it. Giants lose again. Tim Kawakami in 10 minutes. FP Santangelo will join us after that. I mean, for me, if the nail in the coffin was not already in, the hammer just whacked it for the last time. That's my opinion. Others are saying with Blake Snell and Robbie Ray pitching the way they have, seeing Ray yesterday, how could you sell when a team has a starting rotation like that? I don't know. They're six
2-5 since the break.
They're 6 games under .500. Yeah. That's how.
Yeah, and 2-5 since the break.
Yeah.
You lost a series in Colorado, and you dropped 3 of 4 in L.A. And, yeah, you come home for, you know, 4 against Colorado, 4 in 3 days, and darn it, that doubleheader's going to be fun. Little country music in between, and who knows what can happen, Mark. Maybe they sweep the Rockies, and they're still sub .500 if that happens.
Like, that just happened. A 4-4 tie in the bottom of the eighth at Dodger Stadium, and Nick Ahmed,
his second homer of the year,
put one into the freaking tank.
His second home run of the year during a Giants game.
He just got signed yesterday.
Yeah. Big tank.
I mean, listen.
Probably shouldn't let him go, Farhan.
I don't know who the hell. Yeah. I don't know who believes in what, but do you believe in signs? Do you believe in signs?
That felt like a sign.
If I were a sign believer, I would believe that the world is trying to tell me something. And the message is the Giants ain't going anywhere this year. Like, if that's how you lose this quote-unquote must-win game, feels like it feels like the world's telling us something.
Maybe. I mean, for Nick Ahmed to do that, especially after you came through with a Jorge Soler base hit on an 0-2 pitch, and he hits a little flare to left, and you think, okay, they might actually steal this one. They might actually split this series. What? And then Nick Ahmed.
Oh, my gosh. That's so...
Gone!
How did that one feel in Farhan Zaidi's luxury box?
Ouch. Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Right.
All right, Jay, in the 510. Hi, Jay. What are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Willard and Diz? Love you guys, man.
What is good?
I just wanted to speak on this whole Draymond Dunleavy thing. And I think it's on Joe Lacob, man. Like, why hire a GM when a guy that's still playing in the association probably knows more than your GM? Put all contracts and money aside. If Draymond were to retire today, I'd take Draymond as my GM over Mike Dunleavy.
Why, Jay? I mean, like, can I know that maybe you're just kind of like, is this a fun conversation or why? Like, why after everything that's been said and everything that's been felt about Draymond Green, why would you want him as your general manager?
I think he knows more. I think he's basketball smart, like more than Dunleavy. You know, Dunleavy had an average, maybe even below average because of his expectations. But I don't know. Like, I feel like he's a lot more basketball smart than Dunleavy is. And
okay,
say not to make those trades, like, he probably had a reason why.
You know,
we don't know those reasons why he said not to, but
no, and I don't even know what the deal potentially was. Jay, thank you. Can I ask, because Jay brings this up, why are people, I feel like I hear this, people, I don't want to say they're down on him, but boy, there's a lot of doubters out there about Mike Dunleavy, who all he's done in a very short time as GM is he might have had the most productive draft with absolutely no good assets in it at all last year. He had two picks. He might have found two starters. One of them's on the all-rookie team and might actually be the linchpin to the biggest offseason deal if it were to happen. This offseason, we have no idea what the draft was, and it's not over. Why are people, what did Mike Dunleavy do that's bad so far?
Well, it's not that he's done anything bad. The Pods pick was good, and he got TJD based on nepotism. Let's be fair about that. TJD, TJD's agent is Dunleavy's brother.
That doesn't mean that was the only reason it happened.
That was the big reason, because Mike Dunleavy guaranteed him to get an actual full contract.
Right, which is a smart move, apparently. Like,
it is, but the reason why he was able to get that straight line to the player was because the player's agent was his brother.
Not until they got to the second round and all of the NBA teams had passed on him already because they didn't want to guarantee something to him.
Yeah, a lot of teams were not passing on him, and the agent made it known that, you know, he was going to need that full guaranteed contract.
And they passed on that idea.
Right, which, you know, his brother had in tow because brother was the agent's brother.
I think that's being a good GM.
I agree.
They were willing to offer something
to TJD. I'm not saying that I hold that against him, but it's not like that was any super special coup. He had an inside line to it. And then since then,
he had a great draft.
You missed out on Paul George. And how was this draft? Do we know?
We don't know.
Exactly.
We don't know.
We don't know how this draft has gone.
Quote, missed out on Paul George. I mean, I don't even know.
All we know right now is that Klay Thompson has left, and
yeah,
you know, you replaced him with, you know, guys who may or may not be good.
Yeah. I see nothing in ink that he did bad. There's some things that we're still in we'll see mode, right?
For sure.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.